Shvius, Perek Aleph Mishneches, Ad Emasai Nikro Nitius. Up until when are these saplings still called Nitius? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Achi Acholu. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, up until they are redeemed. The way the Rav learns, we know that the first 3 years they're Arla, one is not allowed to eat them. He has to wait till the fourth year, when they are Netarivai, where they are redeemed. Or if they're not redeemed, he'd wait till after the fourth year. On the fifth year, they're redeemed by themselves without any actions. So either way, up until the time that they're actually redeemed, they're still called Netios, and they have the halachas of Netios. But after that time, they're regular Ilanos. And like we said, three in a Beisah, if it's a real Ilan, that would allow you to plow the whole Beisah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Bas Sheva Shana. Rabbi Yeshua says, 7 years, the first 7 years of a tree's life, it's always called a sapling. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Netiyah Cheshma. Rabbi Akiva says, a Netiyah is just like it's called. And the Rav explains, Rabbi Akiva means that the first year, specifically, is the only time that it has a din of a Netiyah. That's when they call it a sapling. They don't call it a tree in Ilan. The Rav says, the Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Mishnah continues, Ilan Shenigma. And if you have a tree that the trunk was severed, and now the tree trunk, there's a stump there that's low to the ground, and now in its place, many times when the tree's left with this stump that's cut close to the ground, you can have where it starts growing again on top of the stump, where it starts shooting out above it. So that's chalipin, like a switch, like a new thing was growing out of it. Mitefach ulamata, and this is the way the Rambam learns now. If the stump was only a tefach high off the ground, kinetia. So it's brand new. It's like a brand new growth. And what grows now is a tree sapling. It's brand new. It's not a continuation. And therefore, it has all the halachas of a tree sapling that we've said in the previous few Mishnayos. Mitefach ulamala, however, if this stump is a tefach high off the ground, so now the original tree still has its existence, and it's like a continuation of the original tree, I guess. Ki ilan. So what grows now out of it is considered an ilan, and it has the halachas of an ilan. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon, and the Rav says the halachas like Rabbi Shimon. What do we mean the halachas like Rabbi Shimon? What halachas are we referring to over here? So the Rav says it's referring to a few halachas. Number one, by charisha, like we just discussed, what you're allowed to plow. So it depends on the height, whether it's considered like a netiyah, where we know that a netiyah, if you have 10 of them, you can actually plow the whole field until Rosh Hashanah. But if you don't, the Rav says, you can't plow the whole field if you don't have 10. And if it's a tree, so we know the halacha by a tree, is that if you have three, you can plow the whole field just for three. The Rav also says it's the same halacha by Orla. I guess that means that if it's less than a tefach from the ground, it's looked at as brand new, and then one would be chayv in Orla. And if it was higher than a tefach, it's like a continuation, what comes out, the branch that shoots out now, and it wouldn't be chayv in Orla. And you would be allowed to cut it and eat from the fruits. But this is the shita of the Rav, and some Rishonim disagree. I believe the Rambam argues. Because according to the Rambam, the Mishnah is only talking about Shvius. It's not talking about Arla.